Today, I'm going to share with you three huge mindset shifts that I have experienced that have personally changed my life in terms of how I think, my happiness, my clarity, everything that's good, everything that's useful. These perspectives and mindset shifts that I'm going to share with you, they have transformed my way of thinking and being. And it's my intention that they do the same for you too. So I've chosen three mindset shifts before I turn 33. So we've got all the threes going on. I am 33 years old on Saturday. It is my birthday, 25th of May. Don't forget it. And I wanted to do this episode before I turn 33 because, wow, I am a different person to when I was 30. And that wasn't that long ago. And I'm a different person to when I was 20. There is so much that I would have loved my younger self to have known, but that's the beauty in aging and gaining more wisdom, gaining more knowledge. And I just feel like 33 is such a magical number in numerology, and it's going to be such a magical year. And I want to share some wisdom before I hit that milestone on Saturday. And before I dive into this episode, come and follow me on Instagram. I know that you probably don't. Because I have three surprises. See, we're doing all the threes today. Three surprises planned that my mum and my boyfriend have planned for me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to celebrate my birthday. So I'm so excited. I don't know what it is. In fact, I have an idea about what's going on one of the days, but don't tell them. But come and follow me on Instagram because then you can keep up with what I'm doing because I have a busy week. Some weeks I'm just beavering away at my laptop, but over the next week, I've got so much going on. So I've got three surprise trips planned for my birthday, days out. Then the following week, I have a whole hair transformation happening on Tuesday. So I found this colorist and she's about an hour and a half away from where I live. Listen. You do not understand how many hours I poured in to trying to find a colorist that was aligned with what I want and this vision that I had. It's not easy. It's not easy finding these people. So hours and hours were spent, and I'm a last minute girl, right? I'm a last minute girl. I always have been. I decided like a week and a half ago, oh, I want a whole hair transformation around my birthday. So there I was. Everyone was fully booked who I was finding, obviously. But then I found this amazing colorist and she looks like a magician. So I'm having a complete transformation with my hair, and I'm sure I'm going to be documenting that on Instagram because my hair needs a bit of TLC. I also have a photo shoot booked in 2 days after my hair transformation next week. So are you girls busy? And then I'm going on holiday after that. That's a little update as to what's going on in my life right now. So let's talk about these three mindset shifts that I would love you to know and experience yourself. For so many reasons, these mindset shifts will improve your overall life well-being. So the first thing is the idea that regret and guilt are complete wastes of energy and time. I feel like this idea of, oh, I don't regret anything, no regrets, blah, blah, blah. I feel like that's so easy to say, but do you actually mean it? Like, do you actually mean it? Is there anything that you really do regret or you wish that could have been different or you wish that didn't happen. And the same with guilt. Is there anything in your life that you can bring up that you feel guilty about? I know for me, there was so much I felt guilty about. And I was one of those people that thought, oh, I don't regret anything. You only live once. That was me. I was that person until I realized, oh no, I did have regrets. I actually did. And wishing things would have been different, getting angry at yourself for not having done something or wishing that you did something or feeling guilty about something that happened. And then the feelings that come with it, right? That's painful. This feeling of wishing things could have been different or been said differently or been done differently or not happened or had happened. That brings with it pain. And when I understood this perspective, everything shifted for me. And now I really do not spend much time or energy regretting things because I understand what's going on internally. So when you have these feelings of regretting something in your life or having guilt about something that happened or even having shame about something that happened, when we're looking through the perspective and the lens that your mind is causing feeling to cause an action. So it will cause the feeling of hunger so that you will go and get something to eat. So we can look through this lens that your mind is trying to get you to take an action when a sensation or an emotion is created. And your mind isn't logical. If you think about your dreams, so whatever you dreamt about last night, very likely it wasn't logical. And that's because your mind is not logical. You have access to logic, but this is the thing that dreams. This is the thing that imagines. So when you are having these feelings of regret or guilt, that's sending a message to your mind, and your mind is saying, okay, cool, go and change it. Go back and change what happened then. So then your mind is causing energy to flow into you taking an action that involves changing the past. And that's where the pain comes in. That's where the unhelpful feelings come in of feeling pain and turmoil and emotion from regret or guilt or shame, because energy is being flowed into the wrong place, into a place that's not helpful because you can't change the past. But your mind doesn't know that. And this is why regret and guilt are such a waste of energy, because when you start spending time wishing things could have been different, you're directing energy into changing the past, which is only going to cause you more turmoil because you know you can't. And for me, just looking through that lens, that might be what's going on inside of me, that this pain is coming from things that I can't change, that's when I was able to just move forward. And know that I can spend 10 seconds feeling guilty about something. I can spend 10 seconds regretting something, and then it's time to redirect that energy towards something I can do in the present that's going to help the future. And just understanding that and being mindful of that shifted so much for me. It stopped me spiraling down into turmoil of trying to change something I can't change. The only thing you can change is how you operate now, which is going to impact the future. If business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving reaching her 6-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long. She thought it was just who she was. And now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode. So I don't want you regretting anything anymore, feeling guilty about anything anymore, because it's taking so much joy from you and it's taking you away from the present. And really, that's where we want your energy to be focusing on now so that you can create the future that you want to create instead of trying to change the past. The second mindset shift that changed my whole life is that you are not your thoughts, you're not your feelings, you're not your emotions, you're not your habits, because sometimes the lines get blurred. And we can feel things and we can think so deeply and feel so deeply that the line that separates the being and the doing gets blurred and it all just merges into one. So you might be feeling feelings of depression, but could we say that you aren't a depressed person? Because when you were 1 minute old, no one looked at you and said, well, this one's a depressed person. They didn't. They didn't. It's something you've been feeling. You might feel anxiety and anxious, but you aren't just an anxious person. You are that beautiful, perfect person that came into the world when you were a second old, and that's who you are. That's you. You don't look anything like you did, but we can agree that that is you. And you didn't come out with the thoughts and feelings and emotions and habits that you have now. So we could say that you now have layers and layers and layers and layers of experiences that have shaped so much of who you believe yourself to be, but you're still you. When you were a minute old. So how can you be anything other than just pure and worthy and beautiful and incredible as you are? Yes, you might have been experiencing anxiety or fears or uncomfortable sensations or emotions that are strong, that aren't nice, but it's not you. You're not your feelings. These feelings or thoughts or sensations you've been experiencing are responses. And these responses, we could say, are caused in the mind based on layers and layers and layers of things that you've lived through since you were a minute old. So you're not your thoughts, you're not your habits, you're not your feelings, emotions, your perceived identity right now. It's not who you are. And knowing that shifted my mindset massively. And the third thing is focus on what's useful instead of on what's true. Now, we overcomplicate things. That's just what we do best. We all overcomplicate things and we're not doing it on purpose. Our mind drenches everything in meaning. And we can't fucking help it. That's just the way it is. But this ends up rippling into everything and creating beliefs that that we believe are true. But when you instead redirect your energy to focus on what's useful for you at any given moment, I have found that the pressure just melts because you get your power back. You don't put all the answers about what's true into what someone else is telling you is true or what someone else believes, because we all just have our own ideas and perspectives and that's it. So with every piece of advice you get, including the advice I give you, you get to ask yourself, is it useful for me and my life and for where I'm going? Every single perspective someone shares with you, every belief someone shares with you, every podcast, every theory that you hear, spiritual theory, religious belief, every book, every course, everything. You don't have to take it as truth. You get to look at everything and decide what's useful. Is this useful for me? Is this not? Is this useful for where I'm going? Is this not? I spent so long looking for truths, truth in spirituality, truth in personal development, truth in the universe, truth in life. What's true? I have to know the meaning. I have to know what's true. And in the end, I was like, this isn't even useful for me. For some people, it might be useful, but for me, it wasn't useful to be going and digging and searching for truth, because people are literally willing to go to war for what they believe is true. Everyone disagrees on what is true. So when you're going through life and you're listening to advice and perspectives and beliefs and all the things, look at it for yourself and think, is this useful? Just because someone is saying that this is the way it is, it doesn't mean that that's the way it is. Because it might be the way it is for them and it might be useful for them, but it might not be useful for you, and that's okay. Because you are one in 400 trillion. Nobody can tell you what's best for you other than you. No one has lived your life second by second, minute by minute, other than you. So you have the power, my friend, and you get to focus on what is useful. And they are the three things that I wanted to share with you before I turn 33. Three shifts that really helped my mindset and my life. And I'm intending that at least one of these shifts has landed with you today. Come and tell me. I'm on Instagram. And you know I said that it's my birthday on Saturday. As a little birthday present, would you give me a little review? If you're listening on Spotify, you can just tap the stars. And if you're on Apple, an extra special birthday present would be if you could just write me a few words. It will take 10 seconds. And that can be my birthday present from you, because I know we said we're not doing presents anymore. But I would appreciate it so much. So I love you so much, and I will see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.